AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Florida residents have begun repairing damage from Hurricane Milton. Debris removal a big part of the process in places like Clearwater Beach. At least 10 deaths are now being blamed on the storm. And Governor Ron DeSantis says people need to continue exercising caution.
We're now in the period where you have fatalities that are preventable. We have had fatalities because of interaction with downed power lines and water.
Meantime, Sagar Magani reports Hurricanes Milton and Helene have reshaped the presidential race's final stretch.
Kamala Harris is trying to use the storms as a chance to show bipartisan leadership, saying she's spoken with state and local leaders in affected states.
Both Republican and Democrat, to let them know we will be with you every step of the way as you recover.
While Donald Trump's ripped the federal response in GOP-dominated states like North Carolina.
They've let those people suffer unjustly.
Both Harris and President Biden have been calling out Trump and Republicans for spreading misinformation about the response.
Get a life, man. Help these people.
Meantime, the storms have also scrambled the voting process in some key areas. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Lebanese army says an Israeli airstrike killed two of its soldiers and wounded three others as Israel presses its offensive against Hezbollah militants in the country. The strike came hours after Israeli troops fired on the headquarters of UN peacekeepers in southern Lebanon for the second time in as many days. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the attacks and made this plea.
I strongly urge the different actors maximum restraint because we cannot afford a global conflagration.
And the Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to a Japanese organization of atomic bombing survivors, Nihon Hidankyo, for its efforts to achieve a world free of nuclear weapons. This is AP News. Wholesale inflation remains cool. The producer price index unchanged in September, up 1.8% from a year ago. The University of Michigan's consumer sentiment index has slipped amid frustration over high prices. And Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks rose to more record highs on Wall Street following some encouraging profit reports from big banks. JPMorgan Chase and Wells Fargo both rose after turning in quarterly reports that were much better than expected. The S&P 500 climbed 0.6% Friday, topping the all-time high it set earlier this week. The Dow added 409 points. That's about 1%. The Dow also notched its own record high. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. Tesla fell 8.8%. Some found the company's long-awaited announcement of a self-driving taxi to be short on details. That also helped send Uber's shares up 10.8%. Shares of Lyft also rose 9.6%. Treasury yields were mixed in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.